This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. If you were a TikTok user, you're not anymore. The app, as promised, is now banned in the United States. It's after the Supreme Court this week upheld a law over concerns about its ties to China. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur has the latest.
TikTok itself had already said that it planned to go dark as the ban went into effect. So this isn't entirely surprising. At the same time, this marks a critical moment where the U.S. government's ban has gone through the courts, it has been challenged politically, and now it is actually happening.
Incoming President Trump previously vowed to save TikTok and said today that he is considering an option to extend the deadline for a law to go into effect. The long-awaited ceasefire and hostage release deal between Hamas and Israel will go into effect in mere hours. Qatar's foreign minister posted on X that the ceasefire will start at 1:30 a.m. Eastern. The BBC's Lucy Williamson is in Jerusalem.
There's still been no confirmation of which hostages will be released. Mr. Netanyahu said that Hamas had not submitted the list as agreed and that Israel would not proceed without that list. Each step of this deal has been slow and difficult. This final step is no different.
Fireworks and celebrations tonight for inauguration weekend for Donald Trump. It culminates Monday and will be indoors, apparently due to the weather. Our Chris Van Cleve is in D.C.
Even with official events indoors, D.C. police remain on high alert for violent protests outside the secured area, similar to those in 2017, where hundreds were arrested around President Trump's first inauguration. 8 years later, expect more officers patrolling neighborhoods.
We want people to come and protest, but we will not allow any type of violence in our city.
Officials in California now say the property damage from the wildfires is more than $250 billion. They say FEMA has enough money for the next several months, but then it'll all run dry. CBS's Elise Preston is talking to those just getting home.
Weary residents are starting to return home.
Oh, I haven't been home in 2 weeks. I miss everything. I miss my whole life. But I'm lucky I have a house.
The Pacific Palisades will need a massive rebuild, and Friday, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass named a chief recovery officer to spearhead the effort, where nearly 3,000 homes were lost.
The Washington Commanders are commanding.
Terry McLaurin, foot race.
They just beat the top-seeded Detroit Lions to reach the NFC title game for the first time in 33 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
A teenager in Southern California is bringing joy to young people coping with the devastation from the wildfires.
These are bags just filled with beauty supplies, all from Charlie XCX.
Avery Colvert, an eighth grader whose middle school in Pasadena burned down, started a donation drive on Instagram called Altadena Girls to help her classmates who lost homes.
They didn't have anything besides the clothes on their back, especially if you're a young teenager. The clothes you wear, the way you do your hair, your makeup is a part of your identity. And it is a part of you. They don't have any of that anymore.
14-year-old Avery's efforts have been so successful, a warehouse in the Boyle Heights is chock full of everything from deodorant and pimple patches to new clothing, sports bras, and tampons. Her account now has a link for monetary donations as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And President-elect Trump said he plans to visit the greater LA area probably at the end of next week after he's sworn into office. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds tonight. The main story, though, cold, a low near zero. Wind chill values between negative 5 and negative 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, but frigid. A high near 5 above. However, wind chill values as low as 20 degrees below zero. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Hey! Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. American woman said, get away.
Buzz Hits, WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Strolling along country roads with my baby.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
We'll be right back. come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah. and chased away the rain. Oh, darling, I just gotta say, oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do, and it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do, and it's so nice to hear you say.
Summer day, my share.